Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome. This is Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I am your host, Elder Lydia. It is so wonderful to have you with me once again for Wednesday Word. Glory to God. Amen. I praise God today. He has been so good to each and every one of us. If you are able to hear this broadcast, amen, God's been good to you. Amen. And we give him glory and we give him praise. Amen. We're here in the United States where we have so many things that we're calling unprecedented, and most certainly is things that are happening here and throughout the world, amen, that's unprecedented, things that we've never seen in our lifetime, experiences we've never had, amen. And we're giving glory to God because he is still God. He is the sovereign God, the all-seeing, all-knowing, omnipresent God, the same God that is bringing forth deliverance with his mighty hand in the United States, is bringing forth deliverance where you are right there. Amen. But there is some requirements for each and every one of us. Amen. The word of God, it guides us and it gives us boundaries and shows us how to walk upright before the God, before the Lord, before the God of heaven, recognizing, amen, that he does reign on the just as well as the unjust. But it is the just, amen, that has the inheritance, that no weapon that is formed against us shall prosper. We have that inheritance. That inheritance is unto the servants of the Lord. Amen. Welcome to Wednesday Word. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you as humbly as we know how, giving you thanks and giving you praise, Lord God, for all that you have done for us. We thank you, Lord, amen, that you have kept us in the midst of things we don't understand, in the midst of things that we that might confuse us. But Lord, we are not confused about this very thing. You are God. You are Lord over all the earth. You are the creator of all things, oh Lord God, and we come subject and surrender ourselves in your presence even right now, that your will be done in us, that your will be done in the earth even as it is done in heaven. We bless the name of the Lord. Holy and righteous is your name. We honor you, O God, as we come before you and we give you praise. O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, open our hearts and our minds to receive more of you, Lord God, more understanding, more wisdom, more knowledge, Lord God, more of your Spirit, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, more love, Lord God, more of your mind, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, transform us, oh God, into your likeness, Lord. We don't want to be like one another. We don't want to be like what we see. We want to be like you, Lord God. Transform us in this hour, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, and heal our divisiveness. Oh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, and every wound, Lord God, we lift it up in your presence. Oh, Lord God, open our hearts and our minds even to receive the word on today. Going as we go forward in Jesus' name, amen. This is Wednesday Word, and we're coming from Hebrews chapter 12, and I'm going to read verses 1 through 3, and I'm just going to take some thoughts out of it, but I wanted to read those scriptures so that you can go back, amen, and study those scriptures for yourself. Look at them for yourselves and see what the Spirit of the Lord is saying in this word. Glory to God. Amen. We give the Lord honor and we give him praise. Amen. If I were to choose a topic for this Wednesday word, it would be lay it aside and look to Jesus. Lay it aside and look to Jesus. Amen. Hebrews 12, 1 through 3. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself. Let ye be wearied and faint let ye not be wearied and faint in your mind. I've read in you, and you have heard from Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 through 3. Amen. Lay aside every weight. My topic being lay it aside and look to Jesus. Lay it aside and look to Jesus. Whatever your opinion is, whatever those vices were or whatever those vices is, whatever the hindrances are in your life today, lay it aside. Whatever your grudge is with your brother or your sister, lay it aside, amen, and look to Jesus. Lay it aside and look to Jesus. And then we're going to look at that phrase, lay aside every weight. Lay aside every weight. That word weight is agos. It means aga, and it means, amen, in its translation from the Greek, whatever is prominent. It means a burden or a weight, an encumbrance, something that is all-encompassing, something that takes up a lot of space. Amen. It's a hindrance, and we all, most of us at least, understand what a hindrance is. So what do weights do? Weights hinder progress. Weights block the path. Weights blind perception. Weights inhibit mobility. Weights stop growth. Amen. Lay aside every weight and the sin that so easily besets us. Paul said, when I would do good, evil is always present. So we know hindrances are all around us. They're there. But we have to lay it aside. And that means we have to purposely and intentionally lay it aside, just like our enemy has purposely and intentionally put it in our way. And we'll talk about that a little bit more in just a few minutes. Glory to God. Amen. There is always a trap set before our feet, but Jesus shows us the way through every minefield, every netted snare, every pit that has been dug for us. He warned us that they would be there. And he provided us with armament through his spirit to engage our enemy, to engage every enemy. Lay aside the sin that so easily besets us. Lay it aside and look to Jesus. Remember, that's what we're talking about. Lay it aside and look to Jesus. Lay aside every weight and the sin that so easily besets us. That phrase, that so easily besets us, it is a phrase in its translation, and it's epeiristetos, and it means skillfully surround, to prevent movement. See how diabolical this thing is? These weights, sins, have been intentionally introduced in our life, skillfully surrounding us to prevent us from reaching the heights and the depths in the Lord that we would reach, to prevent us from growing in Christ, to prevent us from knowing who Jesus is in the fullness, to prevent us from prosperity here on earth, because Jesus said he came that we might have life and that more abundantly. The devil wants to prevent us from that more. From that more knowledge, from that more wisdom, from that more fire, from that more healing, from that more preaching, from that more teaching, from that more discernment. He wants to prevent it. So he creates these weights in our life, and he actually influences us to sin in different areas. But it's time for us to lay it aside and look to Jesus, because now we see the trick. Now we know. Our enemy is cunning and very, very crafty. And many of us have fallen into the trap, and we are fighting the wrong enemy. We are fighting each other instead of fighting our common enemy, that is the enemy of God and the enemy of us. He is the enemy of our salvation. He's the enemy of our eternal destination. He wants us to follow him into the pits of hell. But no, that is not our mission. Our mission is to love the Lord with all of our hearts and all of our minds and all of our strength, and to love our neighbors as we love ourselves. And in so doing, we are showing them the way to life and how to avoid the consequences of those sins that so easily beset us. Glory to God. Lay it aside and look to Jesus. We wrestle not with flesh and blood. What a diabolical trick to cause us to fight among ourselves so the real culprit can continue to wreak destruction. The devil is a liar and the father of lies. Lay it aside and look to Jesus. We will lay aside every weight and sin that has skillfully been constructed by the devil himself to prevent us from moving in love among ourselves and showing that love to a world who is so desperately in need of Jesus. We will look to Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Amen. That word looking. To looking to Jesus, looking to Jesus, looking to him for the answers, looking for him to the him for the strength, looking to him for the wisdom, looking to him for the direction, looking for to him and not our own intellect, not those that don't know him. We're looking to him, the one who has all answers. Amen. Every answer. Glory to God. We're looking to Jesus. Looking to Jesus. That word looking, amen, means to turn. To turn the eyes from one thing, It means to turn the eyes from another thing, from other things, and fix them on something. To look attentively. That word in the Greek is apharao, and it means to turn the eyes from other things, to turn your eyes from other things, from those weights and from those sins, to lay them aside, to turn them aside, to turn aside from them, and to fix your eyes on Jesus. Amen. Look to Jesus, turning our eyes away from everything and everyone so that we can only see him for our direction, so we can only see him for knowledge, so we can only see him for wisdom, so we can only see him to fight the enemy that is fighting us for our destiny. Looking to Jesus, the author and the finisher, the pioneer and the perfecter of our faith, our savior, our defender, our hope. But he will not be our enabler. He will not support sin. Lay it aside. Repent and look to Jesus. Amen. Our Wednesday word, lay it aside and look to Jesus. Lay it aside and look to Jesus. He is the author and the finisher of our faith. He is our God, amen, our salvation. He is our living hope. And in this day of so many unprecedented activities, we need Jesus. Let us make sure that our eyes are fixed upon him. Amen. And we are laying aside every hindrance and everything that gets in the way of our intimacy with Christ, and laying aside everything that gets in the way of us giving an answer of hope to those that desperately are in need of him. Let us look to Jesus in this hour, laying aside everything. Amen. Every sin and every weight, and looking to Jesus. Lay it aside and look to Jesus. God bless you. God, you and God anoint you in Jesus' name. Amen.